This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There is a huge debate amongst people as to whether arranged marriages are better or love marriages are better. The answer to that is not simple, but it definitely plays a role in determining how this relationship is going to progress. When we say arranged marriage, what exactly do you mean? If you mean that you have no say as a female or as a male, and your parents just decide this is the person you're getting married to, and you wait for them to come, and on the day everything is confirmed, the nikah is done, and suddenly you see your spouse, in that case we will tell you from a religious perspective, it is wrong. It is wrong. It doesn't work that way. But if you are saying an arranged introduction, whereby the parents say, you know what, my son, you're ready to get married, I'd like to introduce you to such and such a person, or one of my friends has a daughter and I'd like you to meet this person, that's called an arranged introduction. And I'd like to think in the case of a lot of us that still applies. In fact, it's not a bad way of doing things. It's probably considered more durable for the marriage when there is an arranged introduction. Once you're introduced, you meet, you must meet. You speak, you must speak. And not just once, until you are satisfied. This is the person. Yes, I was introduced by my father to a family who has a son, for example, or a daughter. And I met them once and twice and thrice. And I found them to be absolutely amazing. Inshallah, we're getting married. And you find, how could you get married in such an arranged system? I tell you, that's not wrong, because the meaning of the term arranged marriage differs from situation to situation. In this case, it was an arranged introduction. You have the right to decline. My beloved parents here, if your child has declined someone, please support them, stand up for them, and don't shove it down their throats. It's not you getting married, it's them getting married. You might want to ask them, oh, but why? They might give you a reason. The reason might be strong, it might not be strong. But at the same time, if you are going to shove it down their throats, how do you expect there not to be family problems that you cannot resolve? They come to you 30 years later and say, I never ever wanted to marry you, my father forced me. You go back to the father and grip him and say, look, what did you do, man? Subhanallah. That's what one would like to do. Because it was criminal to force. So my brothers and sisters, then when it comes to what is known as the love marriages of today, the pros and cons of it, we need to realize it's easy to be fooled. So very early in that relation, you better introduce some of your family members to this individual so that they are able to guide you as to what they may notice, because the eye of love does not notice the flaws initially. That initially is extremely important. The minute you get married, you start noticing all the flaws. MashaAllah. But I knew you for 8 years. Someone says, I went out with this guy for 8 years. Ho ho ho, you should have got married after the first 8 minutes, by the way. But I went out with this guy for 8 years. Everything happened. And so now when I got married, we just can't get along. Well, I tell you what, I'm a believer. I can tell you that the first 8 years, shaitan was just beautifying yourselves to each other. The minute you did the right thing, he did the opposite. That's why it's important. If you have met someone, my beloved elders, who are a little bit older perhaps, listen carefully to what I'm saying. Because some of us don't want to admit reality, and we don't want to do the right thing. If your child comes up to you and says to you that I have come across someone, be it at work, be it at the university, be it somewhere, it's not something I encouraged, it happened. They went out. Our children have eyes, they have ears, they come across people, they see things. Let them be so close to you as a child that they will immediately tell you, today I met someone, and do you know what? I really feel that you need to help me because it's a potential spouse. I ask you a question, my beloved parents. Do you think your children would have the guts to come to you and say that? If the answer is no, please, we're living in a century and in an age where you need to have a relationship where they can come up to you and tell you exactly that. And how you react shouldn't be an outburst. I've already promised you to my sister's children. Relax. You promised who? By the way, who is getting married here? Is it you or me? That's the question. May Allah grant us ease. So you must be open to embracing what has come, because it's not prohibited. If it was totally prohibited, we would tell you no. But culturally, we feel like we don't want to do this simply because the shackles of culture have not yet left us. And cultures are brilliant, they are good. However, there are some parts of it that require, if I can term it, renovation. That's why we face so many family problems, because our children cannot communicate with us. You love them, talk to them. Let them come and tell you the most absurd thing ever. Don't have an emotional outburst as a result of what they've just said.